This week, there are three active meteor showers, a black moon, and the summer cross-quarter day, which makes it really exciting for stargazing and storytelling. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is The Storyteller's Night Sky. The tale of the Black Thief and the Knight of the Glen from the Hibernian tradition is a perfect fit for this week. It involves three brothers who are like the three meteor showers that are active right now, their wicked stepmother, who's like the black moon, and the Black Thief, who cleverly leads the brothers through an impossible turn of fate, which is just like the turn we take at cross quarter, from being closer to the beginning of the summer to now being closer to its end. Such a turn should never pass by without ceremony, so take heed. Now, once upon a time, there was a king and a queen who had three sons, but before the boys came of age, the queen died. Before she died, she made her husband promise to protect their sons from the jealous designs of another queen by having them locked up in a tower where they would nonetheless receive all the training that was fitting their royal birth. Eventually, the king remarried, and this stepmother queen was made very jealous of the three princes, so she persuaded the king to release them from the tower so she could get to know them. Her real intent was to send them on an impossible task to be rid of them forever. This queen demanded that the princes bring her the wild steed of bells from the Knight of the Glen. The steed was draped in a silk covering that had 60 bells fixed to it, so that whenever anyone approached, he just shook himself to alert the knight, his guards, and the whole country round. We'll imagine this wild steed as the constellation Pegasus, which together with the meteor showers and the black moon is rising up in the sky this week. You can find the whole story of the Black Thief and the Knight of the Glen online and at the Interlochen Public Radio website. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.